Today, the church celebrates Wednesday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 12, verses 39 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants, to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom the master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." Many people don't like to be taken by surprise. We like to know what's coming down the road and when it's coming, but we know from experience that the unexpected does happen, and it happens all the time. It's that experience of the unexpected from which Jesus draws today's parables. The burglar breaks into a house at an hour nobody expects. The master arrives home at a time when his careless servant is not expecting him. Jesus suggests that there can be the element of surprise even in his relationship with us. The Son of Man comes at an hour we do not expect. This warning may be about a sudden and unexpected death, but it is just as likely to be about the unexpected coming of the Son of Man to us in the course of our everyday lives. The Lord may call us to do something we had never given any thought about. He may take us down a path we might never have gone down on our own. The Lord can come to us through unexpected people, through people we would never associate as the Lord's messengers. The gospel suggests that when it comes to the Lord, we can always expect the unexpected.